Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app.
Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. Time for our top 10 announcement for you. Thanking Whisker Dimples for suggesting it. Okay, today is All Saints Day, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, when we mean saint, it means our loved ones who've passed away. But we can also think of saint as like somebody na super bait. Hmm. Okay, so today our top 10 is hashtag Ang Kilala Kong Santo.
No.
Alam mo, either they're like your guardian angels na sobrang bait, always coming to your rescue, or just examples of people who are just generally very saint-like in their... Because there's not a lot.
I mean, you're looking at one, your co-worker.
Santa Santita. Hindi ko naman sinasabing Santa Santita. Sabi ko, Santo. Iba yun eh. Iba yung Santa Santita.
Okay. Santo. So...
Yung super bait.
Martyr-like.
Oo, tipong ganon. Like, so, let's give examples. Ang kilala kong santo, yung friend ko na pag dumating si crush, biglang may quote-unquote appointment at kailangang umalis agad.
Oh!
You know that friend? Very supportive.
Like,
na lagi.
So you can have your alone time with your crush.
Even if alam mo yung kunyari talagang you met up specifically just to spend some time together. Tapos biglang nakasalubong yung si crush. Nag-join in biglang, oh my gosh, I have to go. I'm so sorry talaga for ditching. Pero, you know, there's something that came up sa work. I have to go now. Bait, di ba?
Bait niya. Sobra.
Super. Yan yung mga talagang you appreciate your friends.
Unless you're the type who doesn't wanna be stuck with their crush or who doesn't wanna be left alone with their crush. Meron din kasing ganun eh. Yung parang, oh, don't leave me. Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. No. I would want to be left alone with my crush.
Okay,
for future reference.
Sige, back away slowly na kami.
Pagbiglang may dumaan na motor. Biglang may dumating na motor.
Okay, noted. Pag narinig pa lang namin yung vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom.
We're out of there.
And ang kilala kong santo, yung kapatid ko na pag may quote date ako, pinapahiram yung susi sa kondo niya.
Wow! Oh. Do you have that relationship, that kind of relationship with your siblings?
Kasi diba I was much younger than everybody else.
Pareho tayo. So you don't also?
No, not really. I mean like, parang they were more like co-parents.
Yeah.
To me, so it's kind of like, syempre kung medyo kalokohan.
Parang ok.
Oo. Because they're also like parents to me. So, yeah. I grew up, they were taking care of me. They would buy me stuff. So, yeah.
Tsaka siguro, kasi sila yung magkaka-age. Sila yung mas ganun.
Mas sila, if ever.
With each other.
Probably. Yeah. And, ang kilala kong santo, mama ko, lagi siyang biglang may dalang food sa bahay pag pecha de peligro na. Oh, that's sweet. Alam nila na medyo siguro gipit na to. Siguro ginugutom na to. Let me just pass by and bring some food.
That's so nice. Actually, so anytime nice. They cook for you, kunyari, you've moved out na, tapos you're on your own.
Yeah.
You have no idea how much it means to have a home-cooked meal. Iba talaga siya.
I know of a friend. Married na sila. Married na sila. They have kids already. Tapos, yung mom ng husband niya, sent so much food on a daily basis.
Wow.
As in, to the point na medyo sakit ng ulo na for them kasi they don't know how much to actually cook. Kasi okay. It ends, hindi, alam mo yun, di ba nagbabudget ka? So,
yeah.
Magluluto ka, tapos biglang, you don't realize, biglang may dadating na tatlo, apat na ulam from the mom.
So, parang and sayang like, naman.
Sana pala, hindi lang tayo nagluto.
Right.
But at the same time, you don't want to ask naman na, are you sending today?
You don't expect. Oo, diba? Totoo.
Pero super regularly, nagpapadala ng food. So, medyo it kind of like throws a monkey wrench into their whole planning their meals.
I get it.
Pero obviously, they appreciate it. Kasi
yeah.
So much food, you know?
Yeah, so, I kind of felt that way on my birthday week.
Yeah.
Because I did my groceries like that weekend before my birthday. And diba birthday ko Monday.
Yeah.
And then, like, a lot of food came in. A lot of people sent me food. So, let's just say a lot of my groceries went bad.
Oh,
yung mga fresh produce. Because I wasn't able to cook. Because I didn't have to anymore. Because I had, like, a lot of leftovers.
Exactly.
But, you know, hey, I'm grateful.
Of course.
Parang iniisip ko, next year, ba hindi na ako masyadong mag-grocery before?
Tapos bilang walang nagbigay.
Baka man walang magbigay sa akin ng food, magutom ako.
Gugutomin ka. And ang kilala kong santo, yung friend ko na kunyari jowa ko pag family reunion para hindi ako kulitin ng mga tita ko.
Oh, wow!
Payag siya na, ano, alam mo yung boyfriend for a day. Just to get them off your back.
Yeah, that's really nice. And if you can do the same for them, even better.
It feels like a K-drama nga. Yung mga kunyari, mga pretend-pretend. Diba usually ganyan nyo? Yung, can you just pretend to be my boyfriend? Tapos maya-maya na in love na sila sa isa't isa. Diba? It's like, it's a very common plot.
Would you do something like that for a friend?
Yeah, why not? Well, ano ko lang yung, basta make sure I won't run into them. Gets? Like, ang sa akin
kasi.
Hindi
ka nila i-add sa Viber group.
Yeah. Like, for me, if it's super, like, no hassle.
Like a one-time thing.
It's a one-time thing. I don't have to, you know, I won't have to deal with them. Na next time you have an event, ako na naman yung kukunin mo. Yeah, medyo, I just want to make sure that things are clear.
Ano lang to, it's a cameo. It's a one-off.
Yeah, this is not a starring role.
But if you were in that position, let's say you were single still, would you actually, like, enlist a friend to do something? Because I wouldn't. Like,
oh, it's too much trouble.
Parang, I don't really care, like, if they ask me anything. Like, if I want to answer, I will. If I don't, I won't. Like, who cares?
Yeah, at saka sa akin, parang, even if, let's say, for example, your life will be a little easier if you bring somebody. I still wouldn't.
Yeah.
Kasi lang sa akin, parang, I'm making a bad situation worse kasi feeling ko next ano namin nasa na yung jowa mo o kamusta na si Blank and I'm like alam mo you'd have to come up with a lie to cover up the lie, two more lies to cover up the lie that covered up the lie, three more lies gets parang magiging web of lies
yes.
Siya
and then you won't remember na even kung ano yung
I might not even remember which friend you brought
that's a problem. You know, I'm kind of lucky. I just realized na I don't have a nosy tita.
Yeah.
So I
lucky
really,
you.
Yeah, I don't have a nosy tita. And, well, most of them already passed away. And they weren't nosy even when they were alive,
yeah,
you know what I mean? But the one that's still alive, usually she's the one that's busy in the kitchen.
Right,
she's the one that, you
right.
know, she's a hostess. So she's too busy to ask about, you know,
to be
our
in your
lives.
Business,
yeah.
All up in your business.
Yeah.
And one last example, ang kilala kong santo, yung barkada ko na babysitter ng limang aso ko pag may out of town kami.
Oh, I can be that for you.
That's nice.
I can be that for you.
Perfect. Dadaling ko yung tatlong pusa namin sa'yo.
Sabi ko, dog. Sabi ko, dog.
Tapos yung the next morning, kalansay ka na.
Wag pusa.
Kinain ka na nilang tatlo.
Dog, kasi magpo-photoshoot ako all of them.
Papadala mo kay Lisa.
Para kunyari yung look.
Parang,
dami
oh my,
dogs,
I've
no?
got five dogs.
Different breeds. Oh, my god.
At
gosh.
May color palette.
Oh, di ba? Ganda.
Maganda ang color palette. So, there you go. That's what we're looking for today. Like, you know, those situations where you find these people parang coming to your rescue. They're like your saint, your angel. Send them all in. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #AngKilalaKongSanto. in all your tweets.
And in just a little bit, we're going to give you tea over coffee. But if you've got requests and greets, you can send them over the same Twitter account. Just use hashtag RXGreets. Also happening later on, we've got Chico Misterioso and a whole lot more. So make sure to stay tuned till 10. For now,
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Thanking Whisker Dimples for the topic. And because it is All Saints Day, let's take the literal meaning of saint, which is somebody who's super bait and almost like a guardian angel for you. So who's that person in your life? And tell us about him or her.
Yeah, like the opposite of the Morning Rush host.
Yon! Iba yon eh, diba? Parang tayo yung ano eh, tayo yung otnas. Diba? Sila kasi santo.
Santo. Diba? So opposite.
Tayo opposite. Oh. Ma-otnas tayo.
Okay.
Okay. Number 10, coming from Fangirl. Yung office mate ko na laging una dumadating sa office pero lagi ding huli umuuwi.
Oh.
Alam mo, siya yung nagbubukas at nagsasara nung office. And kasi ako, I always like, I arrive early, but I'm not the kind of person to stick around afterwards. Ako din yung tipong, kunyari 9 to 5, pag 5:01, I'm out the door.
Because you're usually there by 8.
Yes.
So, like, very early.
Parang ganon. I'm a very, like, early comer. Pero I really...
I don't think you want to label yourself
that. I'm always on time.
Do you really want that nickname to stick, Chico?
Parang hindi na ako makamukha.
The early comer! Chico! Misterioso!
What I mean is, I always get to the meeting place earlier than everybody else.
Which is really good. You know, I try my best to make it early because TBH... It's really better for you in general just because you're more relaxed.
You're not rushing.
You've had time to settle down, you know, to get settled, to take care of everything, like fix your stuff, however you want to fix them.
Yeah.
You just feel more prepared in general when you arrive early.
I just don't like feeling harassed or nagmamadali.
Right.
Or, you know, I don't like that feeling. You know, like the very few times, for example, that... Let's say I'm a little late to an event. It rarely happens, but the very few times that it happens, I absolutely hate it. Alam mo yung every 5 minutes tumatawag yung coordinator.
Where are you?
Nasan ka na?
Send your location.
And I'm like, can you just let me drive so that I can get there on time?
Which is a little weird because you are a self-confessed crammer din, di ba?
Yes.
But when it comes to...
Like time.
Getting to your appointment on time, you're not a crammer.
No. And to be honest, even when I do cram, I still submit on time. I'm not like notorious for submitting late.
Right.
It's just that I do it when I feel like, ito, kailangan ko na talagang gawin. But I still submit on time.
Your definition of cramming is probably different. From
a
lot of
people. Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. And number 9 coming from... Pero yun nga, going back to the whole like, I always arrive on time or early. Ayoko rin nagsistay.
Super gets.
Like, I will be there on time, but when it's done, I'm out. Ako rin yun medyo nagmamadali umalis.
But I also think... It depends on your time slot. Like in our case.
Because we're done
by 10, you know, it's okay to leave at 10. But if, let's say, we take care of the afternoon show. Tapos we're done, I don't know, at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
In rush hour traffic yun, diba? So
you usually
don't want to leave yet. You'd rather... I don't know, kill time here than kill time on the road.
Well, yeah, that is true. Pero alam mo yon, yung all things being equal, let's say, walang ibang factor.
Yeah.
I'm usually the kind of person
ready
like,
to go.
Okay, I'm out. Like kunyari, from the point of view of work.
Yeah.
From the point of view.
I mean, it's very understandable, especially because we're exhausted by the time
that's
the show
is done. That's true. That is true.
It's not in a bad way.
Not
okay?
in a bad way.
But it's like you laugh so much, you know, you talk so much. You really need to just rest for a little bit and get
recharge.
Recharge. Get your alone time, I guess. And yeah, you need that after.
True. Number 9 from the Super Malas Guy, si best friend na suportado ako sa mga crush ko kahit na may gusto siya sa akin. Oh, that's pretty nice. You know, that's a really nice friend.
Martir nga.
Martir. At saka yung hindi, kasi sometimes people also do that as a play.
Parang a banger.
Parang
I'm here for you.
Look at how wonderful I am. I'm helping you out. Gets? Pero kunyari legit, na parang, you know what? I like you, but you don't like me, but you're my friend, so I might as well help you out.
Yeah,
if I
that's
can.
Nice. I mean, pag pure yung intentions mo kasi, I would think na ganyan.
You'd be able to do that.
Yeah. Kung talagang love mo lang, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that though.
Me too.
Actually,
for me,
I know
like,
that I can't.
I'm 100% sure I'm not going to do anything bad like sabotage.
But help.
I don't know if I can help. It'll hurt too much.
I can't help.
Yung parang sa akin, parang, sige na lang, hindi na lang ako...
Parang keep me out of it.
I won't be an obstacle, but you do you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hindi ko kaya yun. And number 8, coming from... Juice Blank, parents ko, hindi ko talaga matutumbasan yung sacrifices na ginawa nila sa amin, ng kapatid ko, para lang kami mabigyan ng maayos na education at makuha kung anuman ang meron kami ngayon. Not a lot of kids, you know, arrive at this conclusion.
Yeah, they feel entitled to that because they say, you know, you have children, it's your responsibility to
That's
send them
true.
To, you know, to send them to school and to take care of them.
And usually, ano, you parang it takes for you to become an adult before you realize a lot of these things.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, sometimes when you're like a kid or teenager or early adult, you kind of like resent your parents for a lot of things and you don't realize the amount of sacrifices
and
they've done for you.
The thing with most parents is, they tend to downplay the stuff they had to do in order to raise you properly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't... Well, at least as far as I know, not a lot of them would keep telling you, oh, because of you, I had to quit the job that I really like to take another job. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Siyempre, may mga time na usa yung sumbatan, di ba nga? Kaya it's a yung thing here in the Philippines.
Siyam na buwan kitang pinuwis buhay.
But yung mga ganun only comes out, I think, kapag nag-aaway na kayo
yeah.
or when you're doing something bad or something wrong and they wanna kind of put you in your place. But in general, I would like to think that most parents don't naman make you feel that way all the time, right?
Right.
So, that's why a lot of kids are not as appreciative as Juice Blank.
Yeah. Tsaka ano kasi talaga eh. Like usually you, as kids, we focus on masyadong strict, ayaw kang payagan. Hindi mo na-realize yung the opposite side of the coin.
Yeah.
Number 7 coming from Victoriano. Ang kilala kong santo, yung landlord namin may palibreng wifi.
Oh, wow! Libre!
Wow. Okay yun na. Or at the very least, alam mo yung meron siyang wifi for the whole complex. Yung kaya parang, parang siyang resort. Alam mo yun yung there's one wifi for everyone.
Siguro kunyari, ano, pag, if it's a dorm,
yeah,
then that's very easy. Or if
or
they're renting
lalo
out
na yung, ano,
rooms.
Yung rooms within a house.
Right.
Tapos yung house may wifi.
Yeah.
Everybody gets free wifi.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds amazing. Number 6 coming from Coco Hernandez. Yung batak sa gym na laging may paayuda sa mga thirsty. Well, it's a good deed.
Wala naman silang ginagawa.
Wala
pero
naman silang ginagawa.
Oh, nagiging santo bigla eh.
Oo, di ba? Na parang, thank you. Every day may pabaon ka.
You bless us with something. Oh,
with beauty. Number 5, coming from Camilo. Ang kilala kong santo, yung barkada na never nagtatampo kahit ilang buwan akong nawawala dahil sa bagong jowa ko. Mm. I'm really a fan of this, you know, line of thinking. Kasi parang it's very similar din naman to, you know, like sometimes you kind of like want to disappear for a bit.
Yeah.
Let's say hindi jowa, yung personal stuff that you just kind of like, can I just be off the grid for a few months? And I hope you understand. So I guess to a degree, parang ganun din yun.
Yeah.
Parang you have a new boyfriend, girlfriend. You want to spend more time with them. Mm-hmm. Syempre, honeymoon phase. So I kind of appreciate it if you have friends who don't take it against you. Na
yeah.
Hindi isusumbat sa'yo na pinagpalit mo kami. You know, that kind of thing. And lalo na if it doesn't work out. And then they do that whole inabandon mo kami, pinagpalit mo kami, o kita mo, tinaming ginawa sa'yo. Yung parang like, it's so mean-spirited, in my opinion.
It's not mean! It's not mean!
Okay!
It depends on what happened. It depends on what happened.
Hindi, kunyari nga gano'n. Like, kunyari wala naman siyang ginawang get you. I mean, you just kind of disappear. You don't see
no,
them as
often. But if she said she was gonna come and she didn't,
iba yon.
She ended
iba
up ditching
yon.
You. That's another story.
Iba naman yon. Iba.
Exactly.
Yon. Pero get you. Kunyari, yung pag inimbita mo, hindi pwede kasi may date sila.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Kasi as long as walang false promise of like, you know, walang false promises, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yun yung
yeah.
nakakainis eh. When they say they're gonna
that
be
they're
there.
Going.
And then biglang hindi.
Oh, gets ko naman yon. And number 4 from Simply Nedge, ang kilala kong santo, ang nanay ko. Binilhan na namin ang washing machine, pero ayun, nagkukusot pa rin sa tabi ng washing machine kasi mas malinis daw.
You know what? I desperately tried to remove a stain on a shirt.
Yeah.
And I failed. I did everything that Google told me to do.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, it's true when you just dump it in the washing machine, and especially if hindi mo siya na-dump agad while it's still wet or
right.
whatever. Alam mo yung kunyari nag-dry up na yung stain.
Stain.
Medyo sometimes they don't come off. In my case, I think natalsikan ng oil because
okay.
I probably cooked wearing that shirt. Anyway, may parang spot siya na yun nga, kita mo siya, and I'm like, what is this? It's not colored. It's like, it's clear, but it's there.
Yeah.
Mukha siyang wet spot, gets, but it's not. So I read na, dapat with hot water, muna siya ibabad or something, and then, you know, you can even put dishwashing liquid.
Yeah.
I guess to help with the oil, because, you know, that's what they do, right, for your plates. So I tried, nagpakulo pa ako ng tubig,
right,
binuhusan
right.
Ko pa. Tapos I put it in the washing machine after, and then I washed it after. Wala, nandun pa din yung
nandun
stain.
Pa rin siya.
It didn't work.
You know that I went through something similar with, alam mo yung water stain sa toilet?
Yeah.
Diba sometimes nagkakaroon ng line.
Mm.
So I Googled. Tapos ang dami ko nakita, iba-iba, no?
Mm-hmm.
Na you do this, you do that. And I've tried everything from products to acid to like baking soda and vinegar and ganyan-ganyan. You know, none of them work, but if you apply a lot of like arm power, then you realize that it does work, pero they don't tell you that. Kasi pag dun sa mga videos, parang instant. Pero like literally, kukudkurin mo talaga yun.
May gigil dapat.
Like elbow grease.
Okay.
Todo elbow grease. Na talagang yung panggigigilan mo na hindi ka titigil, mangangala yung kamay mo sa kaka-scrub.
Masasakit yung kilikili mo.
Masasakit yung kilikili mo. But it will eventually work. Kasi lang minsan, pag when you watch those like tutorials, they make it sound like, look, voila.
Yeah, but, I know what
They should be like, no, you apply a lot of elbow grease and you scrub like madman.
I have a particular choice for cleaning the toilet.
Yeah.
Not effective when it comes to those like
water stains.
Water lines.
You have to tell me.
It's the best.
You have to tell me.
It specifically says on the bottle na it's for lime and rust. For lime and mineral water.
Yeah, because sometimes it's the metals in the water.
Yeah.
It's not because of like high personal hygiene.
No.
It's the water.
Yeah,
talaga.
It's really the water.
Interesting. Tell me about it. Number 3 from Christopher Salvador. Yung Bangkok, na matamis kahit yung pulp, tapos juicy yung buto. Ay, akala ko, ang kilala kong santol.
Hindi pa ako nakakatikim ng Bangkok na santol.
Oh my gosh, it is the absolute best!
I don't think I've tried it.
Like, there's so much pulp.
Oh.
And flesh.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's so good. It's so good.
Masarap ang Bangkok santol.
Well, most things from Thailand are just scrumptious.
Alam mo kung ano yung gusto ko from Thailand? Para siyang chips na tom yum flavor.
Oh, yeah. I think that's good.
Or para ba siyang biscuit? Parang biscuit ata siya na tom yum flavor. Something like that. Basta crisps.
But the one that I go crazy when I'm in Bangkok, the fruits, I go crazy. And it's really different. For me, like yung makopa nila tastes different. Their mango tastes different. Their...
I don't know if I've ever eaten makopa in my life. I probably haven't.
It's so good. And I love, actually, well, the fruits and their sawsawan.
Di lang yun.
That salt with pepper and chili.
Uh-uh.
Kasi ba tayo usually pag yung mga vendors, salt lang.
Uh-huh.
That concoction
yes,
of theirs.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
It's so good
with mango.
I love it with
Indian mangoes.
I love it.
See, I know.
I super love Rico? It.
I think I asked Rico to buy me that before. Anyway.
Remember even when we went to... Is it Vietnam? Remember when we went walking around?
Yeah, Tainila Marky.
Tainila Marky. Yeah. Tapos yung fruits na meron din sila nung chili with
salt and
pepper
sugar.
And whatever.
And sugar.
And sugar.
Yeah. It's really yummy.
So good. But I wish they sold it in like containers para we can bring it home.
Diba? Don't they? Parang yung mga naka-plastic lang eh. No? Kasi yung mga from the vendors
sa vendor,
lang outside
lang
yung
siya.
Bilihan nun eh. Pero hindi lang yun ang nasasarapan ka, diba? Sa Bangkok.
Hmm? Basta mga delicacies, mga local delicacies.
Yung mga insekto, no?
Insekto?
Di ba si, remember, Rafi Reyes? Nung
nag-Bangkok
tayo.
Ayoko
na mga ganun. We went out at night, tapos bigla siyang kumakain ng mga...
That's too extreme for me. Yung mga locust, No, thanks. I prefer mga fruits kasi it's refreshing.
Fresh.
Clean. I mean, insekto, di lalabas na lang ako sa garahe na.
So, ayaw mo medyo parang madumi yung lasa?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say I don't like all of them.
Pero mas gusto mo yung fresh.
Mas gusto ko yung fresh.
Okay.
Oh, obviously. Mm. Number two from Icarus Torrent. Ang kilala kong santo, yung lalaki na kahit di ko siya amo, pero lagi niya akong pinapakain araw-araw. From a stray dog. I mean, this is really like very close to my heart. Kasi diba may dalawang adoptees kami sa house.
Yeah, pero hindi dogs.
Cats.
Pussies.
And the top, ang kilala kong santo comes from Swollen Tonsils.
Swollen Tonsils says,
Papa ko, kapag nanghiram ng kotse, ibabalik niya, naka-full tank na.
Oh,
that's really
that's
sweet.
That's so sweet.
That is really sweet. At saka very parental. Get?
Oo.
Yung parang siguro gift na niya sa'yo. And lalo na now, did you see the gas?
Did it go
it's
up
like
again?
It's like 71 pesos per liter na.
But, alam mo yun, yeah, it's a very dad thing to do or a boyfriend thing to do.
Yes. Mm-mm. Yes.
Mm-mm.
Pero alam mo yun, yung parang sobrang ano lang, what a like it's such a simple thing, it's such a small token, but you appreciate it so much. Yung parang, yes, for the next few days, I don't have to worry about
so
getting
sweet.
Gas. Super sweet. But there you go, ang kilala kong santo. Let's you know, feel good on a Monday. Tweet them all in, twitter.com/rx931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #AngKilalaKongSanto in all your tweets.
But for now, more music, and then we're gonna give you Chico Misterioso in a little bit, so watch out for that.
TMR Top 10, The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today, and let's, you know, have some happy vibes for a Monday.
On a holiday.
On a holiday, and let's talk about how people are really nice, you know, and...
believe it or not.
Believe it or not, sometimes people will, like, do you a big favor and do something for you without you asking for them to do it for you. So, let's do the top 10. Ang kilala kong santo. Let's start off at number 10, coming from Quivo. Yung kaklase namin na mas naiintindihan pa naming mag-explain kaysa sa prof. So, like, kunyari, the professor, like, gives the lesson nobody understood. Parang alam mo yung kunyari during recess or after class, i-explain nung classmate in the way that their other classmates can understand.
Oh.
It's a gift.
Nice.
Yeah, some people talaga are good teachers.
Yeah, for sure. I don't have the patience.
Ako din. Like, ako din. Like, I think I'm a 7.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
And especially in that situation, kasi nga, it's understandable if you're training someone, if you're teaching someone.
Right.
If that's your job, then you do it, right? But in this case, your peers, you all listen to the same teacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
You heard the same lesson. So, for me, kasi parang, well, if I got it, you're the problem because you didn't get it, right?
Yeah.
So, medyo parang feeling ko hindi ko na... Hindi ko na problema.
Hindi kasi siguro, like, kasi if you're, for example, yeah, you all heard the same thing, but maybe mas matalino lang siya talaga.
It's good though if you...
Pero kailangan niyang parang i-translate. Parang siyang translator.
Right.
Yung parang ako kasi I got it, but looks like I'm the only one who got it.
But that's when you can really tell when someone is a good person. Kasi yeah, they don't have to do it, but they do it. And it, to be honest, like we said, it's not like it's no trouble at all.
Yeah.
Because, like, let's say, recess. Imbis na kumakain ka na lang.
Nagtuturo ka pa.
Oo. Imbis nagchichismisan ka with your friends, nagtuturo ka, diba?
So, right.
Yeah.
And that is nice. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I guess occasionally you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to do that regularly.
Oh, ma. Number 9 from Camilo. Ang kilala kong santo, yung kaibigan kong imbis na awayin yung katabi niya sa jeep na nangahampas ng basa na buhok. Oh, eh, di binoblow dry na lang yan. So, may dala siyang blow dry.
Yung you don't have to plug in anymore.
Yung battery operated.
Oh, oh.
Binoblow dry niya, parang, oh, wag siya, teka galaw. Yan. Teka lang, binabrush ko, wag ka malipat.
Feeling ko ako yung mukha niya, yung nakapatid ko ng blower. Kung sa akin, tumaltik yung buhok niyang basa.
Yung buhok niyang basa. Number 8 from Juice Blank. Ang kilala kong santo, yung mga rushers na mga nakakausap at kakwentuhan ko. Don't get me wrong, hindi sila santo. Pero the way they make me feel minsan sa mga comments nila sa... Ay! Alam mo, hindi ako takot doon sa kabwebe yung shadow kasi. Biglang merong magkakross na shadow sa laptop ko.
So for those who don't know, the booth is decorated because, you know, Halloween themed decorations all over. So daming cobwebs kung saan saan. In fact, we're having a hard time seeing each other. Because there's like this chunk of cobweb blocking the view. But also, like, dun where Chico is at, as in there's like something that keeps flying.
Kasi parang it's hanging from,
like,
the ceiling.
Billowing.
It's a swatch of cobweb. Tapos nakatapat siya sa aircon. So hinihipan siya. Hindi ako natatakot. I mean, obviously it looks like cobweb. Pero when I'm looking at my laptop and then there's a shadow that moves right above me, that's not fun.
Oh, man.
But anyway, as Juice Blank was saying, yung mga rushers na mga nakakausap at kakwentuhan ko, don't get me wrong, hindi sila santo, pero the way they make me feel, minsan, sa mga comments nila sa posts ko, I feel seen. No matter how minuscule I feel.
Aww.
Nakakataba ng puso.
Yeah.
And you know, diba, totoo yan. Sometimes, our friends become our friends because they're the ones who, kunyari, you're new at the job, you're new in school, yung the ones who would reach out and say, hey, what's your name? Oh, welcome. You know, blah, blah, blah. You feel seen. Kasi most people will just, like, walk past you as if you don't exist, as if they don't see you. And you feel like,
invisible.
Am I even here? You know, nobody's acknowledging my existence. So when people make you feel seen, it's a big thing.
And to the core, everybody wants to be seen.
Of course. Of course. And number 7 from Simply Nedge. Ang kilala kong santo, yung mga pimples ko. Kahit anong skincare ko, nandyan lang sila. Ayaw nila akong iwan. Just like the true bestest friends you will ever find.
Aww.
They won't leave.
Well, maybe go to the derma, get it popped, get it injected.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what
you know, that was my that was my thing when I was in grade 7. Was and first year high school were my worst pimple years. Like,
really?
Like literally, I kid you not. I kid you not. I challenged myself to find, however small, a smooth surface on my face.
That bad?
I could not find. Like,
oh my god.
At these levels.
What? Mm-hmm. In your teens?
Yeah, yeah. Grade 7 to first year. Tapos, my sister, that's why I super love my sister. She was the one who was like, okay, I'll bring you to the derma. I'll drive you. And like, she would drive me to the derma and like,
you will
would
get
go
your
there.
Treatment.
I will get my treatment. Tapos, because it was so intense, because the acne was so bad, it wasn't even your usual. You know what? Pag nakikleaning ka, that little spoon with a hole in the middle.
Yeah, the thing that they kind of push against the
against your pimple.
Zit.
Diba parang ano ba?
So
extractor?
It comes out.
Is that what they call
yeah,
it? An
I
extractor?
Think.
They didn't use that. My entire session, my entire first few sessions were basically just me lying down on the chair and they were just injecting every pimple.
Ooh, ow.
From beginning to end. So there were maybe, I don't know, 50 injections.
What?
One after the other.
Ow!
Because there was, you can't like, it's, because usually diba, the extractor is more like for whiteheads, for blockheads, blackheads. But, you know, it was like acne. Yung namamaga.
Did you ever find out the cause? Was it just your... Was it puberty?
I guess it was
genetic?
Puberty.
Was it...
It was puberty, I guess. That's why I have a lot of acne scars.
But it's not visible anymore.
It's not as visible, but also because I also had them treated. Diba? I did mga facial whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you, facial care
like
center.
Like the plumping whatever.
Not just that, but some... Removal of scars.
Yeah. You can't tell.
Yeah.
That you had bad skin.
Huge holes in my face afterward. No, when I got rid of the acne, you know, ano ko, I had scars. I had so many scars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, it was quite a thing in my childhood.
But, kasi when you're in your teens, yun talaga yung peak of, diba?
So.
But, there are people who get adult acne. They get it later in life.
Yeah.
And I guess it's also very difficult because since kung before you didn't have that problem, then you probably would be alarmed and you wouldn't know what to do and where to begin and how to treat it. And I think the best thing to do is just to go to the dermatologist as soon as you can.
True. Ako naman, that's my thing now. Like, I'm happy about it. I rarely get acne as an adult.
That's
very rare. Like, it would be quite like, oh, I have a pimple. Like, it's a big thing if I get a pimple now. Because I rarely get it. So, yeah, it was a 2-year torture. Like, I felt so...
I can't imagine. Did you have a lot of gamot din? Like, topical stuff?
Oh, I had, Like, the entire treatment, I had to take antibiotics.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because apparently, parang it was like... internal na. The problem was not just on the skin level. It was already internal. But it was already infection. So, I had to take antibiotics and like, my gosh, it was like, but I was so happy. Gets?
Yeah.
Like, parang when I started getting the injections and the pills and the whatever, I was like, at least I'm doing something about it.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Kasi diba, when you're just like, okay, I have a face full of pimples and what am I doing? Nothing. So, how will it go away? It won't. So when I finally took steps towards, you know, getting rid of it, I was so happy. And yeah, within like a couple of months, it was clear.
I remember a few months ago, I felt like I started getting acne. Like, and I felt like it was the worst condition my skin
has ever been.
Has ever been or had ever been. Tapos, medyo na, to the point na I was already freaking out. Like, I was already, oh, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like, kasi I could see, like, yun nga, parang pimples and they're all over. Like, they're, kasi usually I would only get like a pimple or two.
Yeah.
When I'm getting my period, you know, and then it goes away. I don't even have to do much. I don't have to do anything about it. It just goes away naturally. But there was a period nga, I think hormones siya.
Yeah.
Kasi it just suddenly, parang wala naman akong bagong ginagamit. Usually yun yung culprit eh, when you use like new makeup, tapos baka
shampoo,
hindi compatible.
Diba? Oh, minsan ganun. Facial wash.
So it wasn't. But then, yeah, like I said, it just went away. So I think hormones more than anything for girls, for a lot of girls.
My gosh, dati ginagawa ko pa yung ano, I've tried everything. Pati yung, alam mo yung that popular local astringent, nalalagyan mo nung gamot, bibili ka nung capsule, oh
tapos,
totoo ba?
Totoo. Wait, tapos, paano?
Okay, so you buy a bottle of that local astringent.
Ito ba yung letter E?
Yes. Tapos, tatanggalin mo yung, ano, di ba? Tapos, you go to the drugstore, you buy, I forgot what the name of the antibiotic is. It's a capsule.
Tapos, tatanggalin mo from the capsule.
You get one capsule, or two, I don't know, I forgot.
Okay.
Tapos, you just put it in the astringent. Tapos, you shake it.
Oh, then that's your
And
thing,
then that's
yeah.
your, oh, supposedly.
Is it parang, like a toner?
No. Astringent siya, so it cleans. Yung parang kunyari, hindi ka pwede maghilamos. You can use that to remove all the oil.
So it's like
hindi siya toner eh. Para siyang, ano
it's
siya
like a non-gentle micellar water.
Yes.
Parang yung makeup yes. remover.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Pero ano, like non-gentle, yeah. Parang ano siya, parang...
Does it peel?
No, it does not.
Okay.
I don't think it did.
Okay.
Pero like literally, pang tanga. Kunyari, even if after you wash your face, if you use that...
Toner. Tsaka parang beauty water.
No,
essentially,
no.
ngayon
ganun. Pangtanggal siya ng dirt talaga. Like, siguro times five.
So, strong siya.
Nung mga toner.
Strong siya.
Strong siya. Strong.
Okay. Wow.
So, and usually, yun nga, pag kunyari, hindi mo kaya maghilamos. Yun, magdala-dala ka sa bag mo.
Alam mo, I remember...
That was my thing when I
was remember
younger.
The smell of it. Kasi I think my brother maybe used it when
yeah.
I was a kid. And
yeah.
like, he was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Naaalala ko pa na naaamoy ko yun before.
Mm-mm, totoo.
Natapang nga siya. Matapang.
And six. From Victoriano. Yung kumakandidatong politician sa amin, baka santo. Kasi alam mo... After niya ako i-shake hands, pagtingin ko sa mga kamay ko, may 500 pesos na. Milagro.
Oh my God. So, 500?
So, unlucky.
Di ba iba 1K?
Oh, grabe.
Di ba?
I don't know.
I just kind of assumed.
Wow.
Or baka ano yun? Baka donation yung 1K
oh
na nakita
gosh.
Kong photo of.
Number 5 from Coco Hernandez. Ang kilala kong santo, jowa ko. Kahit dinidemonyo ko siya, behaved pa rin siya. Hindi niya matempt.
Uy, grabe ah. Bihira yung ganyan ah.
Oo, yung merong self-control.
Yeah, pero I mean, I guess if you're firm in your beliefs, no amount of tempting can shake
really?
You.
Really? Okay.
Parang obviously hindi applicable sa'yo.
I'm bad with temptation. I'm so easily
Sige
tempted.
Na nga.
If you insist. Number 4 from Jan to Awesome. Yung kaibigan kong kalad ka rin. Kasi kapag may lakad, hindi yan eh, hindi. Ang tanong lang niya, santo.
Santo!
Santo. Uh-uh. Number 3, coming from Ica Restaurant. Ang kilala kong santo, yung kainuman ko na lagi akong inaalagaan pag nalalasing ako.
Ah, pagising mo, iba na yung damit mo. Minaka-PS ka na.
Yep.
Mabango ka na.
Mm-hmm. Parang
nag-shower.
Na Bakit parang pareho kaming mukhang freshly showered? At parang, ano, may pulbo.
If you're in a relationship, okay lang.
That's fine. But if he or she is just like your best friend,
as long as walang ginawa say while you were unconscious.
Oh, ganito, ganito. Total, we're talking about friends, di ba? Tonic, oh. Kanyari, inuman tayo, ganyan. So, umuwi na kami ni Marky. Satira kayo ni Rika. Tapos biglang pagising mo the next morning. Nag-shower ka na, pinaliguan ka na ni Rika, binihisan. Oh.
Ano, F.O.
Oh. Oh, eh, kasi daw, ano
short
kami?
Of having vomit all over me, like, do not undress me. Do not
bathe
do
me.
Do not bathe me. Do not scrub me clean. No, without my consent.
Yes.
Don't do it. Kasi don't think I'm unconscious.
Feeling ko kung si Madonna with consent yun.
Oo, wala okay, nang tanungan dapat.
Paliguan kita, baby girl.
Ay, magpaliguan na tayo, ma'am. Ma'am talaga.
Ma'am talaga.
No, but I'm just saying, yun nga, parang obviously, kailangan with consent, tsaka kailangan gising ako para ma-enjoy ko.
Tsaka ano kasi, yung pagdating sa ganyan, it's so tricky kasi like, kunyari lang, you're close enough for a friend to bring you home. Usually, you just put them in bed.
Mm.
You know, you don't have to go through the whole bitihisan mo ng pantulog and all that. It's unnecessary.
Well,
just make sure they're safe in their beds.
Or assist them. Kasi minsan naman kahit lasing yung tao, merong half a week moment. Diba yung parang medyo... Medge.
Hindi kasi ako, iniisip ko yung kunyari knockout. Parang ano na lang, just make sure they're safely in bed.
Yeah.
Maybe remove the shoes.
Yeah.
But the rest... Kumbaga parang bahala na siya. Oo.
When they wake up, they can take
you don't
care
have to go through the whole hihilamusan mo and like, I think that's jowa territory.
Yeah.
Parang, yeah, ako
that's
I agree.
That's a little much.
I agree. Like, even changing, let's say, even just the shirt, parang leave that to them. Yun, unless nga, you know, if there's vomit or something,
yeah,
obviously, or let's say spilled drinks, yun medyo gets ko yun, di ba? Kasi alam nga namang iwan mo sa...
Basa, di ba?
Nabasa and sa
that.
Kama and
kadiri,
all that.
Kadiri, oh.
Number... And the top, ang kilala kong santo comes from the Super Malas Guy.
The Super Malas Guy says...
Si kumpare! Siya yung kilala kong santo. Imaginein mo, lagi siyang nagvo-volunteer alagaan si misis kapag nasa abroad ako.
Oof! Ano lang naman, just... keeping watch for you as a friend, as a
friend. Natatakot ako dyan. Natatakot ako dyan sa as a friend.
Hindi, ako pwede mo ko tawagan anytime eh. If you need someone.
Parang we're good. Parang.
This is sabi ko lang naman. The offer still stands.
The offer still stands. That's what I'm afraid of.
I'm just here.
Okay, okay.
In fact, yes, ano nung weekend, di ba? Nasa ano ka? Nasa Okada ka ba?
Yes.
Kita ko nga yung post mo. Tapos nakita ko, post si Baby Whale, di ba? Sabi ko, naku, sinong kasama ni Baby Whale habang nag-host si ano?
Oo.
Si Chico. Parang gusto ko nang sumugod sa Okada eh.
Hindi, yun nga. Ang ano ko nga, di ba? Parang, kunyari gano'n, no? Kailangan ko umalis.
Oo.
Tapos i-intrega ko sa'yo si Baby Whale. Tapos biglang babalik ako in a half. And sasabihin ko, kala ko ba hindi ka naniniwala sa binibihisan ka? Bakit may bihisang nangyayari?
Pero hindi lasing.
Pero hindi lasing.
What? For fun. For fun. Fashion
ano to,
show.
Paper doll? Binibihisan. So there you go, the top 10. Ang kilala kong santo. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us on this holiday Monday. Go ahead, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ang kilala kong santo in all your tweets.
It is a pretty lazy Monday.
Yeah.
So, you know, we appreciate it that you guys are hanging out with us. Please do all the way till 10. Short, in just a short while, we'll be on Facebook Live. But first, we'll give you Chico Misterioso. So watch out for that.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
And we're live.
We're live on Facebook.
On Facebook, Twitch TV, and YouTube Live. So we hope you guys can join us on this beautiful Monday morning.
I know. Holiday Monday. Hopefully, like, you guys are all snuggled up in bed while listening.
And you can see the cobwebs pala now.
Yes.
Now you can see.
Cover.
Yeah, the Halloween decor.
And the one flying up there.
Yeah, show them. That's the one you were talking about earlier.
It's so creepy. I swear.
It's everywhere.
Okay, so we've got our top 10 for today. Let's start off by thanking Whisker Dimples for
suggesting
it. Ang kilala kong santo. Let's start off at number 10. Coming from the Super Malas guy. Si classmate na nagre-recite kay teacher for the last 10 minutes para hindi makapag-quiz.
Good job.
Good job.
Stalling for the rest of the class.
Taking one for the team. Number 9 from Call Me Rovi. Yung mga fans na nagmamanage ng fanbase account for free. Like it's their real job. For example, translators, news and updates, chart data, etc. Yan ang ano, yan ang labor of love.
You know what? I don't know how they do it. TBH, like I am the biggest fan of certain people, I feel like, but I can't. I don't think I, like for example, Lisa Vanderpump, right? Mm. I love her so much. I tweet about her as much as I can. I tweet her directly. But there are fan accounts like solely dedicated to her. Literally like updates on her life. Every time she would post something on Instagram, like they would post it on Twitter. Anytime someone else would post about her, like another celebrity, they would post it. Like, ang galing. As in like, I follow them because I get my LVP fix from them. You know? So, ang galing. Ang galing. Parang nakukompile na nila.
And to think,
so
ano pa yun, ha? That's just a Twitter account, which is relatively easier. Can you imagine if it's like a
Instagram
site, like a
or a website?
Or a website? My God.
Grabe, the dedication. I mean, something we can't do.
Totoo yan.
We're just gonna support and buy merch.
And coming from Juice Blank?
Yes.
At number 8?
Not sure?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Maybe?
If I did number 9. Oh, sige, Juice Blank at number 8. Oh, sige na nga. Para na rin tong Dear TMR. Yung DJs ng TMR. Kasi kahit alam namin wala kayo sa mood or di maganda gising nyo or may pinagdadaanan kayo on some days, you guys still continue the show happily and we really appreciate that.
Aww.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We appreciate you appreciate us.
Yeah, totoo yan.
We really do.
And even like for example, ako as the person doing the top 10.
Mm.
Alam mo yung parang, like days like today, it's a holiday, right? You don't have to wake up early. Why would you wake up early, right? It's like, this is a holiday.
I know.
But as early as like, 5:45 after I posted the topic. Alam mo yung may mga nagpapadala na and
nagri-ring na yung phone for a wake-up quiz.
So, like, that's something, you know? That really is something. But thank you. That's super sweet of you to say. And number 7 from 7070, yung tropa mong ihatid ka sa bahay nyo kapag nalasing ka sa inuman, kahit ire-record niya muna yung mga pinagsasabi mo while drunk. Ewan ko kung saan to tawag doon, ha, pero... But you do appreciate them bringing you home.
Yeah, that's already one less thing to worry about.
Diba?
Diba, for you.
Ika Restaurant, Victoriano, and OD1 Kenobi says, ang kilala kong santo, si Judy Ann, Vilma, Jimmy, Paolo, at Ma'am Charo.
Santos.
Ay, akala
together,
ko,
they are Santos.
Ang kilala kong Santos.
Nakakainis.
Mm-mm. And number 5 from Camilo, ang kilala kong santo, yung friend ko na nung magbabayad na ako ng utang, humirit siya ng, ha? Anong utang? Wala ka namang utang sa akin. Wala ko naaalala.
Nox naman, bigay na.
Bait naman nun.
It's a handout, not
that's
an utang.
That's a really good friend. Tsaka alam mo yung parang, it's not so much na, hindi, sige, wag mo na bayaran sa'yo na yan. Yung parang kunyari, wala.
Parang kinalimutan na.
Parang for your pride na rin.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't feel like binigyan ka ng pera.
Oh, yet, that's so nice.
Like, inaalala pa niya yun na parang...
Yung feelings mo.
Ayaw niyang maisipin mo na parang napakakawawa ko naman.
Yeah.
Binibigyan ako ng money ng friend.
Pero alam niyang gipit ka.
Pero alam niyang gipit
mo.
Kaya sabi lang niya, ha, wala, binayaran mo na. Naalala mo.
So sweet.
Super nice. That's really nice. Number 4 from Victoriano. Ang kilala kong santo, yung area manager namin, who's more of a parang caring mother than an authoritative boss. Nung nagkasakit ako, she visited me at the hospital and gave me money for my medicine and believe it or not, even paid for my airfare para makauwi ako at magbakasyon.
Wow!
Wow!
That is amazing.
I mean, if you find a superior like that, that's a keeper.
For sure.
Parang yun yung mga tipong you'll work for them na for the rest of your life.
Oo naman.
Kasi parang you feel so secure.
Tsaka parang can you actually find pa a better, di ba, a better place?
Tsaka sa akin, parang alam mo yung I would rather have like a boss who's very strict and like demands a lot from you pero also takes care of you.
Yeah.
Kesa yung maluwag when it comes to like rules and regulations pero
walang pake.
Wala rin naman pake. Parang at least yung isa, they work you hard because they also take care of you.
Oo.
Diba? Number 3, coming from Quivo, ang kilala kong santo, yung kapitbahay namin na winawalis yung tapat namin kahit sinabi na namin na wag na, kami na lang.
Dinadamay na kayo.
Alam mo, parang, well, I'm here. I might as well sweep your side of...
Oh, that's nice.
That's super sweet.
And I mean...
Yung sinabi nyo na, ha, na, uy, wag na kami na maglilinis niyan. Pero they still do anyway because they're as long as they're there.
Kayo ba everyday nagwawalis?
Yeah.
In the condo?
A condo, no, not in the condo. Pero kasi like in the house...
Uh-uh.
Because we have a Nara tree right in front of our house.
Ah, may mga dahon. Okay.
Hindi lang may mga.
Like as in maraming
like
dahon.
A mountain of
dahon. Oh my God, every day?
Hindi, pag ganitong... Kasi ano siya eh, parang it follows...
Parang seasonal. Parang may fall sa inyo.
Promise.
Naglalagas yung puno.
Feeling niya ata na sa US siya. Kasi pag ganitong time, malalaglag na lahat ng leaves.
Oh, wow.
Tapos, it'll be like completely bare by mga January.
Oh,
tapos,
cool.
Tutubo siya ulit pag springtime na. Like, mga first quarter of next year.
Oh.
It really follows that cycle.
That's nice.
Ang
galing, ah.
Western cycle. Number 2, from the Super Malas guy, ang kilala kong santo, si Friend, sobrang sweet. Nagpa-deliver siya online ng milk tea sa bahay pag nalulungkot ako. Yun nga lang, COD. At pati siya, meron siyang milk na ikaw ang magbabayad.
At least hindi ka na kailangan umorder. Minsan complicated yung process for some people.
Alam
so,
mo yung sweet-sweet niya.
Let me take care of that for you. Ganon.
So imagine mo, parang kunyari, nag-post si Hazel na sad siya kasi hindi siya nire-replyan ni Lisa Vanderpump. Yun, o-order ko siya ng milk tea at saka ako, o-order ako ng milk tea. Tapos COD niya.
Pareho.
Pareho. COD niya pareho. And the top, ang kilala kong santo, comes from Adobo Mix.
Adobo Mix says,
si Papa, na kahit anong bunganga ni Mama, tahimik at chill lang. Tapos, sasabihan lang kami na, intindihin niyo na lang Mama niyo.
Oh, what a nice dad.
And husband.
I mean, what a nice husband,
kasi
actually.
Kasi diba, like parang when you think about it, it's so easy to play that whole, see, buti pa ako, I'm the good cop. Siya yung parang hindi niya nilalaglag yung asawa niya sa mga anak. Na parang, you know, you have to understand her, she's your mom. And like,
oh.
that takes a different level of level-headedness.
Yeah.
Diba? Tsaka alam mo yun, it's nice that you know that your husband, your wife, has your back.
Has your back, yeah. That's what you want in a partner.
And they don't play that game na gusto ko mas mahal ako ng mga anak natin kaysa sa'yo. Yung hindi siya competitive in that way.
Uh-uh.
So, yeah, that's something.
How do you feel when parents go, sinong love mo?
Diba? That's not fair.
But diba you did that to your dogs?
No, we don't.
Didn't you?
We didn't even do that challenge. Remember that TikTok challenge?
Oo, oh, yung tatakbo kung
no, we
kanina
did
siya hahabol.
We did.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Sige.
Lolo.
Gawin nyo.
Ayaw
ko. Gawin nyo kay church.
Paano pag kay baby sa mama?
Iyak ka.
Iyak ako. There you go. So we've got our top 10 for today. Oh, before that, can we just say happy birthday to Raffy B?
Happy birthday! Sir Raff, happy birthday!
And to my cousin Joe. Well,
happy birthday!
He's in the US, so he probably is not listening.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday.
And good morning to everybody in the comment section of Facebook. If you want to join our FB Live, we're dropping the link. So yeah. Just chit chat with us on live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Tsaka sabi nga nila, costume mo daw nung Monster's Ball. bagong nagpa-LASIK.
Ano, isang mata lang yung na-LASIK?
Isang mata lang.
Oh. Isa malabo pa.
One eye at a time.
Hindi, kasi nga I went as Madam X. For those who don't know, Madonna as Madam X. So I went as that with an eye patch.
So here we go. We've got our top 10, the final one for the day. Thank you, Whisker Dimples, for the topic. Ang kilala kong santo. Let's start off at number 10, coming from Simply Nedge. Yung mga nagrorondang tanod na sumita sa kapitbahay namin kasi nagko-concert kahit madaling araw na. Oh, yeah.
Eh, bawal naman talaga yon.
Bawal naman talaga yon. Pero yun nga, di ba, without them, usually, it's away eh. Pero if it comes from the barangay, the tanods, di ba?
They have least, no choice.
No choice. Makikinig sila. Number 9 from Wildfire, yung mga tindera sa palengke. Santo, kasi parating humihingi ng tawad sa kanila si nanay.
Parang hindi ka naman sa santo dapat humingi ng tawad, di ba?
Actually, no?
I mean,
ano lang naman sila, mga
they
mga
just intercede, di ba?
Number 8 from Call Me Rovi. Ang kilala kong santo, yung boyfriend ko, kahit hindi niya daw maintindihan yung pagpa-fangirl ko, binibilan pa rin niya ako ng BTS merch.
Aww.
Alam mo, that is really sweet. Kasi parang, you don't have to be into the same thing. You don't even have to understand the rabid nature of yung fandom ng whoever it is you're with. But you're just like, but if you like it, then I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Diba? It's really
That's nice. Very nice.
Super sweet. Number 7 from the Super Malas Guy. Ang kilala kong santo, yung snatcher sa kanto. Nung nakita niya na wala naman palang laman yung wallet ko, napaka-considerate, binalik na lang niya.
Parang ano, sayang naman yung mga ID mo dito.
Mga ID, license.
Lalakarin mo pa ulit to get
Recibo.
All of that.
Hey, yeah. did you see?
What?
Yung ano, news. Now, if you're going to renew your license, you have to take an exam.
What?
A competency exam.
Oh, well, like a refresher?
Like a refresher.
Which is good. We have a lot of bad drivers out there.
Totoo. Number 6 from Icarus Torrent, ang kilala kong santo, yung friend ko nakatrabaho ko ngayon. Kung hindi dahil sa kanya, baka unemployed pa rin ako hanggang ngayon.
Oh, wow.
O yung mga ganun, they're like, I don't know, like angels, no? When you have a friend who introduced you to the work that you're doing now, parang you feel like they're some sort of, I don't know, messengers,
especially
helpers of destiny.
Especially if it's a job that you love,
yeah,
and a job that really fits your skills, diba? And your talent. So, sobrang saya.
Totoo. Number 5, coming from Dreamy Jiminy. Ang kilala kong santo, yung ex na sinusundo ka pa rin sa airport pag uuwi ka.
Let me guess, wala pang current yung ex na yan.
Wala
kasi kung
pa.
Meron na,
I don't think
they will allow that.
Kasi sa akin, even if let's say single pa siya, parang you don't have to. I think you're extra sweet if you do that. Tsaka yung ano ha, hindi yung ex na nagbabalak pang magkabalikan kayo. Hindi ka naman nililigawan. But more like, you know what, we're friends and if you don't have a ride, I'll drive for
Nagagalit
you.
Nagagalit si Ina.
Ay,
bakit
okay.
ka magpapasundo?
Oh!
Eh kung wala kang ride.
Pwede ko ino-offer. Eh kung ino-offer
naman. Ino-offer niya naman. Diba? Oh, exactly. Buti nga yun kung nag-offer. Yung iba nga, ikaw na yung nagsabi na you need a ride tapos hindi ka pa bibigyan ng ride.
Yeah.
Diba?
Okay, to Paolo, he was saying, pag-renewal ata hindi required. Kaka-renew ko lang. It's about to start pa lang.
Sinong Paolo?
De La Rea. De La Rea.
Hi, Paolo De La Rea.
Pag renew ka now, 5 years lang. Pero if you do the one with the exam, 10 years na siya.
Okay.
Pero it hasn't started yet. I think ito pa lang atang November. And, let's see. Number 4 from Quivo. Ang kilala kong santo, alam mo yung nag-leave siya ha, pero pumasok pa rin for a bit kasi may kailangan tapusin. Grabe lang ang dedication sa'yo.
Oh my God! Alam mo yung ano?
I wouldn't go that far.
Ay, ako, no. I've gone that far.
Really?
Naka-leave ako, pero diba pumasok ako?
Ay, yung 812?
Oh, technically, nag-leave na ako nun. Ano so, pwede
na. Meron tayo sa Tagalog yung alam
mo. Ano?
Kahihiyan.
Oy, hindi kahihiyan yun. Bakit? Nag-leave nga eh. Diba? Ni-leave ko na nga eh.
Ni-leave mo pero pumasok.
Pero pumasok ako.
Grabe ang dedication.
I mean, 2 hours din yun.
And number 3 from Camilo. Yung hardinero namin, grabing bait. Imaginin mo, hindi naman ako halaman, pero dinigagan din niya.
Mukha ka daw kasing uhaw.
Parang
kailangan parched. Mo ng konting...
You seem parched.
You seem dehydrated.
Yeah. Adobo Mix says, ang kilala kong santo, si Brownie. Alam niya, pag pagod ako galing work, tatabi lang siya sa akin, hindi niya ako iiwan hanggat makatulog ako.
Aww.
They're so sweet, I swear. We don't deserve dogs. We really don't.
Sino sa dogs mo yung ganyan sa'yo?
Yung ganyan?
Si Sayang ba talaga o si Church?
In fairness, a lot of
them. Wait lang, si Sayang ba makuddle or gusto niya lang naka-stay lang siya
yun,
near
that's
you?
That's the difference. Si Church, makuddle.
Okay.
Pero pag kunyari, pag medyo cuddle-cuddle kayo, tapos ano na, minsan lalayo na yan, upo na siya sa malayo. Si Sayang, he's not the cuddly type. He actually kind of like, if you try to hug him, he kind of like...
He flinches a bit?
Hindi naman flinches, pero like, you know that...
Parang he's uncomfortable.
Hindi siya ganun ka-comfortable. But, my gosh, he will never leave my side.
Aww.
Like, para siyang metale na invisible. Na. Like, he cannot.
Susunod siya sa'yo pag tumayo ka and you go somewhere else?
Oh, wherever, yeah. Yeah, wherever I go, he will not go anywhere. Tapos, same thing. If I sit down on the floor, for example, he will sit beside me. Kahit ano pang mangyari sa paligid namin, hindi siya aalis.
How do you tell him bye when you have to leave?
Eh, no choice. We just leave.
Okay.
Pero grabe, super, super sweet.
Aww.
And the top, ang kilala kong santo, comes from Victoriano.
Victoriano says,
people who treat you right, even when you don't deserve it. You know, that's a special kind of person. Kasi diba tayo parang, I think most of us are like, I'll just reflect what you give me. So if you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. If you're nasty to me, I'll be nasty to you.
Yeah.
Pero like, there are people out there who would be like, you know what? I will still treat you the way I will treat a regular person even if you don't deserve it.
Ang bait.
Mabait yun. Uh-huh. Mga ganun
ako, personally, I can't.
Ako rin. Ako kasi I can name names na may mga ganyan tao talaga. Kabait.
Oo. Kasi ako, like for me, you get what you give.
Ako naman hindi. I mean, I wouldn't say that, kunyari, 10 yung binigay nila na sungit.
Uh-huh.
10 rin yung bibigay ko. Pero I will not go out of my way to be friendly to you.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, pero usually, kunyari you were a 10 to me, you were rude. I'd probably be rude to you, pero mga like a 5.
Okay, for me, if you're nice to me, I'll be nicer to you.
Yeah.
But if you're mean, if you're not nice, then you can expect a clap back that's probably double your...
Yeah. No. Ako not even the same. I just probably like, I'll just avoid you.
Alam mo, competitive talaga ako. Kita mo, even when it comes to that, pag mabait ka, mas mabait ako. O, pag masama ka, mas masama ako sa'yo. So, ganun talaga. But yeah, it's pretty amazing when you see people who are just kind to everyone.
Tsaka yung ano, yung parang, yung it's not because... they want something, a result. Like, for example, they do that because they're a political animal.
Mm.
Yung literal, mabait kasi talaga. Yeah, that's really rare.
Yeah.
So, what about us? What's our answer?
Ang kilala kong santo?
Mm-mm.
Ano? Ang kilala kong santo, those who go out of their way to help people or animals. Alam mo yon, na even if hindi naman sila sobra-sobra. And alam mo, minsan nakikita mo in the news yung mga parang, what you call this, yung mga tao na, alam mo na nagugutom din sila, but when they see a stray dog, ihahuff pa nila yung food nila to feed the dog.
Yep.
And I find that so heartwarming na parang, you know, these people are such good people and you really hope they get, you know, what they deserve.
No, it's true. Minsan makakita mo homeless people.
Yeah.
Yung mga, alam mo yung, I saw this parang family. Meron lang silang kariton.
Mm-mm.
Tapos it was the mom and the dad. And then there were like maybe one or two kids inside the kariton. And the dog. And they were just begging. And you're like, yeah, obviously pinapakain pa rin nila. Even if wala na silang enough dogs for... wala na silang enough food for themselves. Inako pa nila yung... Papakainin pa nila yung dog. So I'm sure kahati pa siya. Aww. From whatever it is that they get, you know, in the streets.
Tsaka ano, if ano naman, yung mga kilala mo talaga dapat. Sige, may co-hosts.
Mm.
Sa Morning Rush, sila yung kilala kong santo. Kasi di ba yung santo laging nagpe-pray?
Mm.
So, lagi naka-kneel.
Ewan ko sa'yo, bahala ka din sa buhay.
Lagi ko kasi kay...
Bahala ka sa buhay mo. You're on your own. Hazel Aguilan po.
Lagi ko kasi kayo nakikita na on your knees praying.
Mm,
alam mo
kailan,
yun?
Kailan mo nakita to? Kailan to? Kailan?
And I'm just like so proud of you guys.
Oh. Ikaw kasi nakita ka rin namin. Iba yung position. Pero iba yung position eh. Parang headstand. Parang
wow! Grabe headstand.
Oh, parang
sabi
gano'n.
Sabi nila, may video ba yan, Hazel? Hindi naman,
parang
wala.
Headstand,
ano lang to?
Medyo
amin-amin lang to. what a, si ikaw, sino
ako,
ka nalang mo saan to?
Siguro yung ano, yung, because I watched this video. I forgot na eh, pero parang he's dedicated his life to, ewan ko kung environment o helping other people. Basta something like that. Tapos, tinanong siya, yung parang, why did you do this instead of like, you know, having a family? You know, you're a very talented man. Parang you could have gotten married, had kids. Tapos sabi niya parang, ang point of view niya is that we all have to have our own parang niche in life.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Yung, some people were meant to like have a family and have a white picket fence and have a business or work 9 to 5. And some people will have to do what I'm doing, which is giving my life to saving the environment or something.
Aww.
So, diba, yung parang ang galing lang nung... Kasi with us, parang the general wisdom is that success is being rich, having, you know, a successful career, having a sports car, having some fancy condo in the middle of the city, you know, that kind of thing. So, when you have those people who don't think of their own comfort and their own, because the life that he chose was obviously very difficult.
Yeah.
Like he's always itinerant and then lagi siyang, you know, always fighting for something, always trying to fix things, and nothing for him, very little for him. So for me, that those are like the real like saints, the real angels.
Yun talaga eh. It's when you don't get anything out of what you do.
Yeah.
But you still do it because it's right.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do, yeah.
So wala lang, bilib lang ako sa mga ganun na parang na hindi mo na iniisip yung sarili mong comfort, yung sarili mong buhay in the service of others.
And I also love when people do stuff, like good things, not because it's the right thing to do, but because it's the kind thing to do.
That's true.
Ano mo yun? Sometimes it might not be right, but who wants to be right when you can be kind? Nox! Ako lang to!
Who are you? What did you do with Hazel?
I have no idea.
What did
you
do with Hazel?
Anyway, it is time for us to go. It's already 10:03. Thank you for joining us. Oh my God, the sun is out!
What?
I'm wearing a leather jacket and boots. Kasi maulan when I
left. Sabihin nila pag nakita ka nila naglalakad. Nasa Korea ka, girl.
I hate it when the weather just changes within hours. Oh my God. So
nung umalis ka, umuulan. Tapos nakauwi ka na, maaraw na.
Kanina nung umalis ako, parang ano eh, parang London weather, ganun. Ngayon, tirik na yung araw. So good luck to me going home. But anyway, we'll be back tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Please join us again. And yeah, we'll definitely have so much fun tomorrow.
TMR, The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your host, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy. Moody. Hey. Nasty. Hey. Yeah.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX 93.1 radio app, twitch.tv/monsterrx931. And at rx931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.